Well, it did initially. I mean, obviously, John's health is more important than anything, but I'm certain your listeners will all wish him a speedy recovery once he's had his operation during the early part of January. But the recovery rate is probably going to be quite prolonged. But providing John comes out of it and his good health is preserved, then that's all that matters. But from a football perspective, we're delighted that Dean has agreed to come in and help the cause. He's an experienced international player. He's experienced at club level as well. He's a very energetic, enthusiastic and knowledgeable young man. So we're very lucky that he's agreed to join us. We hope with Dean joining us and new ideas that he might inject into the team that our results improve, which they, you know, most certainly need to.
Of course, Dean Saunders does come in as interim manager. You know, how difficult will it be for him in this sort of circumstances?
Well, I mean, it's a title, interim team manager. I mean, make no mistake, Dean will be allowed to put his own footprint onto the team. He'll be in charge of all the tactical, the recruitment, the medical, all the scouting. He is, to all intents and purposes, going to be managing this football club for the coming months. What happens in the future remains to be seen, but the only thing that we're concentrating on, it was here early this morning at the stadium, he'll be wanting to make an instant impression. He'll receive 100% support from us.
Yeah, what sort of reaction, Dean Saunders coming in and, of course, John Gregory's news yesterday being on the players and the supporters?
I think players are professional players, aren't they? I mean, at the end of the day, they understand. And, you know, the circumstances that have brought us to this point are very unfortunate because of John's health, but they are what they are. That all being said, that, you know, Dean has a good reputation in the game. He was an excellent player. He's had experience at both, you know, the higher levels and the lower levels of football. He is a very enthusiastic person. He's a very knowledgeable person, and he thinks about the game deeply. We just hope he will make an impression on the players. I'm certain you'll see maybe some different tactics, but that remains to be seen. When 3 o'clock comes today and the whistle goes, then it will be Dean's team out there, albeit the personnel he'll have at his disposal at the moment will be players that in the majority of came through John Gregory, and John will be keeping a watchful eye on it, I'm certain, because he still cares for this club. John deeply cares for the club. Football being what it is, the nature of the business, Dean's now in charge. He'll make the decisions, all the major decisions as far as the playing side of the club's concerned, and rightly so, and we wish him well.
Club have obviously recently slipped into the relegation zone in League One. Today is a vital game.
Well, it is. I mean, we're now at the halfway stage of the season. Nobody likes to be in the bottom four. We need to be winning matches. We need to be drawing matches. We need to be getting, you know, a better group of results. Anybody will know that, whether it be John Gregory, Dean Saunders, or, you know, all your listeners and our supporters. But we just hope today that the supporters who come along to the game get behind Dean, get behind the players. All that matters is trying to get a few good results, push us up the league table. What happens after then will remain to be seen. But at the moment, we welcome Dean. We wish John every success with his operation and a speedy recovery. It's a strange situation to find ourselves in, but it's something we've got to face up to. And we, as professional people, we just have to get on with it.